Lael Grant's car was found abandoned on the Nelson logging road outside of Sitka in 2012, shortly after Grant was reported missing. Searchers spent about 2 weeks at the time combing through the heavily forested valley for any signs of the missing 33-year-old. In 2015, 3 years after her disappearance, the courts issued a ruling of presumptive death for Grant. Officer Hal Henning is one of two members of the Sitka Police Department who've been tasked with reinvestigating Grant's disappearance. Henning arrived in Sitka last July. He says Sitka's police chief, Robert Beatty, wanted a fresh perspective on Grant's disappearance.
It's been through many officers and detectives over the years, and just having fresh eyes sometimes helped see new things.
The Nelson Logging Road and Shooting Range in Sitka were closed to the public for 2 full days on April 17th and 18th, while a total of 29 searchers and 7 cadaver dogs conducted a grid search in the vicinity of where Grant's car was found 9 years ago. The dogs and their handlers came from the Mat-Su in Alaska, Idaho, and Washington State. Henning says the dogs have remarkable abilities.
Some of these teams have been successful in the past in locating remains of people from 20 years prior.
The dogs were volunteered by their respective search and rescue departments, including one dog with Sitka's search and rescue. King County Search and Rescue in Seattle supplied logistical support and was incident command for the 2-day search. Henning says the news that investigators were taking another look at the Nelson Logging Road generated a flurry of speculation on social media about a breakthrough in the Grant case. He cautions people against coming to any premature conclusions.
We wanted to reiterate there has been no new evidence. That's not why we're up here. We're just basically retracing old footsteps to make sure that we do everything feasibly possible to bring closure to the case.
Henning says that there were no aha moments in the search. Many bones were found, none of them human. The investigation, however, is ongoing. We're taking it from the ground up, said Henning. Last August, an even older cold case, the 1996 homicide of Jessica Baggin, was solved using genetic genealogy methods unavailable in 2012. Henning didn't rule out the possibility that some of those new tools could be used to solve the disappearance of Lael Grant. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.